Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house. Thank you, folks. Thank you. It's great to see everybody here.
It's great to be here.
Do you guys enjoy Christmas cookies?
Of course. I do, mean, for the most part, every once in a while you find one that you're not familiar with, you don't like the taste, but overall, yeah.
Will anybody in here bake some Christmas cookies for the holidays?
Well, I personally know my wife already has, and then she informed me this morning she's going to make more, I believe two different varieties, and I don't remember.
Miles?
I'm just going to eat them wherever I can find them.
Okay. Mike, do you and the wife get down at some bacon?
You know, there's once or twice some bacon gets done. You know, there's a couple cookies that show up. I've already had a little bit of a sugar cookie this season.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yeah.
I've had some as well.
Nice.
It's the one time I watch my kids walk through the kitchen, and every time they walk through, they grab a cookie. I just don't say anything at the holidays. And well, I think they know any other time. I'd be like, dude, no more. You're good.
Tim, who produces our show for us on YouTube, brought in a tin of cookies. And those cookies were fantastic.
Those sugar cookies were great.
I didn't get one because people ate them.
Those were awesome.
His icing was so well done at first. I wanted to be like, Tim, did you buy these? But I don't think he did.
You don't strike me as being talented. That's what you're saying.
Well, no, but just generally, I feel like iced sugar cookies sometimes, like those were like perfect.
They were.
Yeah. I mean, you know, he works at perfection.
Man's a stud.
I will also say this. Some cookies are not on here, and it depends on just who you are.
All right.
Right? Because some people make some different ones and everything. They're super good. Like, a couple years ago here at work, we had like a cookie pageant, I guess?
Cookie off. Yeah.
Cookie off. Yeah, and somebody made like these tiny little eggnog, like finger ladies.
Yes,
and they
I
were
do remember
lady
those.
Lady fingers.
Lady fingers.
Finger.
Sorry. Wow. Sorry, Rob, Mike. Really, that was a legit screw.
That's
up.
A much different image in my head.
You don't have to dump that, I don't think.
Finger ladies.
All right. Lady fingers.
That's my strip club. Welcome to Finger Ladies.
Welcome to Finger Ladies.
So I'm just saying, these are like considered the top 10 Christmas cookies out there. Jesus, man.
Don't have to say where it is, but I know that peanut butter cookie with the Hershey kiss in the middle is going to be on there.
Yeah.
That's going to be high.
All right, let's we don't have to go in any particular order. That is the peanut butter blossom.
That's what it is.
Because it's a peanut butter cookie with a chocolate kiss in the center.
Always good, too, with a little tiny Reese's cup.
Sure.
I mean, you can do that as well.
No,
you can't go wrong.
I would prefer it with the Reese's cup just because the Hershey kiss is hard to eat. It's too
what?
Hard in the. I'm sorry, it is. It's too hard in there, man. It's not my favorite Christmas
cookie.
What,
you got soft teeth? Come on, man.
I do.
You got weak teeth.
I use Sensodyne, sir.
I do have soft teeth.
You got weak teeth.
Well, I'm sorry I asked. But still, it's delicious, man.
I'm only able to eat pastas, man. I can't eat an apple.
A little bitch-ass teeth. Come on, you eat apples all the time.
He's got the case of BATs. Bitch-ass teeth.
Bitch-ass teeth.
My my sister-in-law, who's a great cook, but also she's one of those people that like is a good baker as well.
Yeah.
But she'll make one, and it's like a pretzel, and then in the middle, like a little tiny pretzel, mm-hmm. and then in the middle, I want to say it's either a Hershey Kiss or it might be the little peanut butter cup.
Hmm. Yeah, you can't go wrong with that. That is, I remember from childhood, that's the one my mother could hook up.
Yeah.
And as soon as, don't eat them all, and we'd eat them all. It didn't matter.
Yeah, I mean, that's the other issue, too, is it's not just children. I think this time of year, even people who generally don't eat cookies, it's like, well, they're Christmas cookies. But you know what? I could fit one in.
I've eaten more cookies in the last week and a half than I've probably eaten collectively the rest of this year.
Yeah, yeah. I'm easily. With you. Gingerbread cookies obviously are up there.
Hell yeah. They're fine.
Spiced with ginger, cinnamon, cloves, also cut into fudge shapes.
Yeah.
Like people?
Like gingerbread men.
Stars, Christmas trees.
Yeah.
Just stick with the gingerbread man. Like, I know what it is when he's the gingerbread man.
I don't know, man. Tim gave us some variety over there, and I liked all of
them. He did. Look, I'm not saying they were bad. I was surprised. I'm like, oh, this is also gingerbread. But it's like in the shape of a candy cane.
Well, snowman can be gingerbread, too, man.
It can be. I'm just saying, when it's a gingerbread shape, I know for a fact, or gingerbread man shape, I go, like, it's going to taste like gingerbread.
That's like you're trying to run a cookie nation of just gingerbreads.
Yeah, pretty much.
My cookie nation.
Right. There shall be no other shapes.
That's my other strip club, Cookie
Nation.
We will
all look the same. Right. We will be uniform. Our army will be great in number.
I like this one, the thumbprint cookie. Shortbread cookies with a well-fed jams and preserves.
Those are my least favorite, I think, of the cookie.
I just don't like
Christmas cookie world.
Yeah. I just like they have fruit in there.
I get down with them.
Oh, I love them.
Really?
But again, we disagree on like donuts too. Like I like a fruit filled donut.
Yeah, because you're stupid. And then you like a fruit filled cookie.
Yeah.
You like fruit filled. You know, if I get you a pinata, you got nothing but fruit.
The last time I had a pinata was the Nipata. Because it had little miniature bottles of alcohol.
No. That is not what I pictured.
Thank you for going there. Hey.
Why don't you get your head out of the racism toilet?
Just a bunch of
I was thinking nipples.
I was talking about body parts.
Wow.
Jesus
damn.
Wow.
Yeah. You might be alone in that toilet,
That was
brother.
Too far back for me to jump, dude. That's right. Out there now.
Jesus man. Christ, man. God.
I was thinking little pepperonis were out there. No. Wow.
I thought I caught you guys.
No, not even remotely, man.
Yeah. All right, take a play out there, head chef.
Sugar cookies.
They're delicious.
The first time I was decorated. I see sprinkles.
Oh, we're gonna jump on a boat and leave Ted on this island all by himself.
That was bad.
Sugar cookies come in all shapes and sizes. Not just one uniform one like the gingerbread. Damn it.
Tim, can you edit it out?
Oh, don't you like it? All right.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, give us a list of popular Christmas cookies celebrated around the world for everyone to enjoy. Linzer cookies.
What are they?
Delicated sandwich cookies with a fruity filling and a decorative top.
Oh.
Miles, you grew up in an Italian household.
Yep.
What are the
Patels or biscotti?
Patels.
Oh. Patels. Yeah.
Patels.
Those are great. They're made in a waffle iron, man. They're nice and crispy and great for your coffee.
Wait, what are they?
Oh, Patels.
Patels. Patels.
What's the difference between a Patel and a? I don't know what that is.
It's a flat waffle iron cookie.
Yes.
It almost looks like a stoop raffle.
Jesus Christ, Ed. Really? That's hey, man, you know, like a stoop raffle.
Waffle?
Waffle.
All right.
Yes, okay, all right.
They're very good. Again, I haven't had them out here much, but like, you go up on the East Coast of the neighborhood, like in my Catholic church, there's a bunch of Italians, so you would always have those cookies. Snickerdoodles, I feel like, is a classic.
Which one is? So Miles and I were talking earlier. I'm like, I'm sure I'm familiar with all these cookies, but I'm not good by name. So
the Snickerdoodle is the classic soft, chewy cookies rolled in cinnamon sugar.
Yes. Okay.
Now, the Snickerdoodle, I feel like when I was growing up, it was mainly a Christmas cookie, but it's broken out on its own.
Snickerdoodle on its own now. Yeah, solo
you
tour.
See it all time of year.
Well, I told Miles earlier, I said, I know I like Snickerdoodles, but I don't know what it is.
Mike, what's the name of the bar we used to go to in down old Issaquah, Main Street?
H&H?
H&H. We had a Snickerdoodle shot in there one day.
How was it?
Phenomenal. Just awesome.
Like whiskey?
It just tasted like the cookie.
Also, they blended the shot, more like a shooter.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Jesus. Molasses cookies. It's a chewy and spiced with molasses, often with a cracked sugar coating.
Oh my God.
There's snowball cookies or Russian tea cakes. These are the buttery, nutty cookies rolled in powdered sugar. Those are the only ones on the list I don't like.
I'm sorry, man.
Okay. It's Grimace's nipple. Let's move on. Obviously, there's a ton of other sweet treats you could have. Yesterday, we had puppy chow in here, which is like powdered Chex Mix.
I never had that before. Really?
That was horrible.
I actually liked it, man. I didn't think I would, but I liked it.
And he mixed in some that had chocolate and peanut butter inside the Chex.
How do you not like that? Could you like frosted shredded wheat?
Too much powdered sugar.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all.
All right. I didn't realize there was a limit of powdered sugar. How do you feel about beignets?
I would rather have a funnel cake, which has more powdered sugar. All right. Strange, but true.
Yeah, but on a funnel, it all just soaks directly into the grease. Yeah.
Also, like they say, hey, listen, you could also have the classic chocolate chip cookie. Those are always
Christmas cookie, though.
I think so.
Really?
I mean, if I showed up to your house and you're like, I made cookies, even if it's Christmas, I would still expect a chocolate chip cookie.
Really?
Because
to me, that's the year-round, that's the go-to, that's the standard, right?
You're right. There's peppermint cookies out there. I know there's peppermint bark.
Peppermint bark. That I liked more than I thought I would.
Yeah, there's a ton of different varieties. And like I said, these are just kind of the most popular that most people make.
Sure.
But, you know, whether it's your wife, husband, whoever, like somebody makes cookies in your house, they probably have a variation. And then oftentimes, too, it's just family recipes that are passed down. Like when I grew up, we had the two Santa heads. One was filled with cookies. One was filled with brownies.
All right.
So, but that was like a thing, too.
But one Santa statue.
Right. But that was the thing. After dinner, you could have at it and go crazy on those Santas. But either way, you know, when it's Christmas Day, Enjoy yourself. Have some cookies.
I plan on them, man.
Codes for Kid Days. A couple more donations. Panda just gave $100. Zachary gave $100. Homeless Mike gives us $7.
Damn. Hey, man.
Patrick, $500. Krista gave us $102. Scott gives $25. Cameron gave us $51. Guys, we are really, really close.
Come on. Let's keep it going.
We are thousands of dollars
away. Daniel
just
popped in with
$500. Oh! Okay. All right, man. We almost got this. If you can, please head to KISW.com right now and donate for Codes for Kids. All right, count over to 508. We'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.